I've always enjoyed reading with my children. Since they were young, we've gone on countless journeys together, discovering new and exciting stories and introducing some classics from my childhood. But as they've grown, I can't help but notice their bookshelves are full of stories about somewhat rebellious young characters, fighting dark enemies, dealing with vampires, or working as spies. As a young man, I was fond of the adventure stories of Jules Verne, the French-born science fiction novelist. In particular, I remember 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And perhaps that underwater adventure was what prepared me for the first time I read the Book of Jonah. It's the one about a reluctant young prophet called upon by God to realize his potential. The only problem is that Jonah's not convinced being a prophet, and the responsibility it entails, is what he wants to be doing. So he jumps on a ship, thinking it's a good way to avoid facing God, only for it to be tempest-tossed. Eventually, he's thrown overboard by the ship's captain and crew, and is swallowed by a whale. There he spends 3 days until finally agreeing to accept his divine mission. What I like most about the Book of Jonah is that it's essentially a short story, just 4 chapters, about a teenage boy who's forced to grow up fast. His naivete in thinking he can hide from God, his self-absorbed tendencies, his willingness to risk grave danger by being thrown overboard, possibly to his death, and finally, after a grueling physical challenge, accepting his prophetic mission yet resenting its success. The story of Jonah reminds me that, like it or not, sometimes we all just need to grow up a bit and take time to search and listen within ourselves to our true calling. I have to admit I've not yet tried getting the children to read the Bible, but I think it would sit pretty easily amongst their current selection of teenage adventures, with heroes battling to find themselves and succeeding.